right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Birds.
And this is
Middle Children.
We're back.
We're back, bitch.
Bitch, shut your face.
Guess who's back in the guess who's back in the guess who's back in the
game, in the house. It's us, bitch.
Jesse, honey.
Oh my God. I'm sure everyone's December was lonely. But that's the thing, is we're back and we're better than ever. We needed that break. Didn't we need that break?
We needed that break, honestly.
Oh, I know.
I'm like, a break from everything seems great. I'm gonna try it someday.
Do it. You should.
I feel like I would get a little restless.
No.
But okay, Jesse, I need to hear everything.
I know.
Guys, in case you forgot, in case you missed it.
Yeah.
Jesse is a world traveler.
I'm a world traveler.
She went on a solo trip to London.
Like a badass.
Like a badass bitch. Eat, Pray, Love, which I
really
saw
did.
You bought on my Amazon the night before you left, and I passed out laughing.
It did get me in the right mindset.
I was LOLing.
I also LOL'd.
So tell me everything.
Oh my God. So
start on the flight. I love a flight story. How was the flight there?
Well, let me tell you about the airport. Okay. So I'm like on my way to the airport. I'm like 3 hours early.
JFK or LaGuardia?
JFK.
Okay, great.
Because it's official. It's international. And I'm on my way there. I post this pic on Instagram that's like, I'm going to London. I can't believe it. I'm like almost crying in the car because I can't believe how proud I am and that I'm going to do it.
Amen.
So I get there. I go to check the bags. And the woman is like, and where's your COVID test? And I was like, I checked online so many times.
They change it every day.
So literally, I guess they changed it that day. And it was like,
this was my nightmare when I was going to Scotland.
This was my nightmare when I was going to London.
Well, I was like so afraid this was going to happen.
This is what happened. So this woman, I'm like, oh, I'm vaccinated. I was like, here's my vax card. Like, because it said online, like, if you're vaccinated, you don't need that test. It's only unvaccinated, like, yeah, passengers. And then she's like, they changed it. And I was like, okay, what am I going to do? And you know, at the airport, they can be a little scary and mean.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know. She's like, you can go downstairs, like, see if you can get a test, and you have to be back here in an hour. And I was like, so I'm like, you know what's interesting?
Did they have a spot for testing there?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I think there's a spot.
So, but you know, when you go, God, what's the worst that could happen? And then you're in the middle of it and you're like, wow. So
I would be in a blind panic.
I was. So I have my massive bag, like all my stuff. I'm like, I'm going to miss my flight. I have to be back in that thing in an hour. I go downstairs. I'm like in this line there, you know.
Wait, so this checking into the airport?
Checking my bag.
Okay.
Yeah. Checking my bag and like getting my ticket or whatever. So I'm like in this line. Everyone downstairs is kind of angry. And they're like, it takes around an hour to get your results. I'm like, around an hour? Like, I have to be back upstairs in an hour and I haven't even gotten the test yet. So I'm like, oh my God. They're like, it's $250. I'm like, well, of course it is. Like,
I mean,
sure.
I paid, I think, $200 for mine in the city before I went. So,
okay, there you go. So I'm like, take my money, here you go. So I'm sitting in this room. I'm sitting in this like little room with a curtain to wait for someone to like, whatever, do my nose. And I'm sitting in there and I'm like, they have to come now. Like, I'm literally going to miss my flight. Some of these people might have later flights. Like, my flight, I have to check in an hour. And I'm having like almost an anxiety attack. And then this like nice woman comes in. She swabs me and I'm sitting there and I'm like, Jesse, because I see people who don't panic. You know what I mean? There are people who panic and people who don't panic. And I said, Jesse, if you could fast forward 3 hours or even 2 hours and you're on the flight, so you know you're going to make it, how would you act differently in this moment? And
wow.
I tried to get into that. I know. So I tried to get in this headspace where I'm like, you're going to make it. So you don't need to stress and just be like, just be yourself. Just be kind. Be a good energy because that will help everything move along. So I start making friends with the girls next to me who are also having to do this test, you know, and they're stressed. Their flight is later than mine, but And like, we're all here, you know, and the people that work there, like, were really nice. And so before my time, at like 45 minutes, I get my results. I'm negative. I run upstairs and I have to go through security. I literally run to the gate and it's like, I had maybe 10, I've never had like 15 minutes till I board. You know what I mean? So I'm in a sweatshirt. I'm like literally drenched in sweat. But I also was like, wow, Jesse, you handled a really stressful moment.
Yeah.
It was what you were afraid of. I think you handled it with like, with grace. Like, grace is the word I wanted. Grace.
Because I mean, I know that's so, because I have had those moments. And then after I'm like, you were an animal.
Exactly. Normally I'm like, you almost passed out. You cried 18 times and you like, you know, made that woman promise you on her life that she was going to get this test done as soon as they could. Because I was like, what's the biggest fear even? Because this was my fear was you're not going to get the flight and then you're going to not be able to afford another one. You're going to go home and you're not even going to get this vacation was my fear. But the thing is, that's that old thinking that like I have to change because it's like, no, I would just get another flight. I'd end up paying more money the way I just paid for a test. And I'd get my ass to London and I'd celebrate when I get there.
Yeah.
But that's like the new Jesse. The old one was still like, oh, thank God I made it and only had to pay $250. So I'm on the flight. I like get there. I like can't believe I'm there. I'm so excited. The first day, it's like I'm just trying to stay awake because of the
What time did you land?
I think I landed. Essentially, my plane was at 11 p.m.
Yikes, bitch.
I know. So like when we land at 6 a.m., it's 11 a.m. So everyone's like, good morning. And that's the type of flight, or maybe this is all international flights. I feel like the flight attendants are like, all right, guys, we're going to serve a late dinner. Then we're serving a midnight snack. Then it's breakfast time. Then we're serving a breakfast snack. It's like food just is coming. They're like, you're awake, you're alive. You're awake, you're alive. We're going to make it, folks. And you're like, I should be sleeping. I should be sleeping. Why am I not sleeping? But I actually did sleep.
Wow.
I fully committed to sleeping. I also got upgraded to, I forgot to say that, I was upgraded to an exit row because I was so nice at check-in because I was changing my path. The woman was like, let's get you some extra leg room. And I said, yes, let's get it.
Wow.
So we got extra leg room and it was huge.
I love that. I love that she sees giant tall men and is like, let's give it to her.
She's got tall energy and I appreciate that. Yeah, she and I had a good time, a good laugh. So I'm there. I'm like staying awake. The first like morning that I'm with my friend Liana, which was so fun because like I have a home base. She was like, let's not set an alarm. Let's see what happens. I'm like, okay. But I woke up at like 2 a.m. and then didn't fall back asleep till 5. So I woke up at like 11:30 in a true panic. And that's when I met Liana's boyfriend. Literally, like I burst in the kitchen. I'm like, it's 11:30. He's like, hi. I'm like, hey, how did it get to be 11:30? Like I'm having such a panic. And like it was so funny because he didn't get up to hug me. And I was like, maybe it's a British thing. And then literally later on, it was like, he was like, you seemed in a panic. And also like, we don't hug, you know? But it was a funny moment where Liana and I were like, I was doing the thing where it was like I was waiting for him to stand and then he never stood. And I was like, it's 11:30. I don't have time to do-si-do with you, sir. So we like go out. We're like in London with like cobblestones everywhere. It's stunning.
Oh, I've never been.
You have to go.
I would love to.
I'll take you. We'll go. It's really stunning. It's cobblestone. It's incredible. I love how it feels.
How was the weather?
The weather wasn't bad. It was actually like 50s or 60s the first few days. Like,
oh, dream.
It was a dream. And what's interesting about London is, and I was telling Liana, that it's sort of like you never have to wear sunglasses because there is no sun. And so you never know what time it is because it's like
Like Scotland, too. It's just like overcast.
Good for shooting. I was like, well, this is beautiful. Right? Soft lighting. I'm just living in soft lighting. I have no idea what time it is, but it is soft lighting. So it's beautiful that way. We're like, I don't even remember what I do day one, day two. I don't remember anything, but I have high tea. Have you ever had high tea?
No, not like an official high tea.
Okay. So we have high tea and it's like, first of all, I never realized I am a woman who likes to have rounds of food. Let me tell you that right now.
Yeah.
I never knew that because my dad used to say appetizers were aftertizers and they like should be for after the meal. If you're still hungry, it doesn't make sense to eat before a meal. Okay. That Yeah, that's how I grew up. And now I reject that more than I've ever rejected anything. I'm going to tell you, I am a woman who has rounds of food.
My friend Kate's family orders, like, they're the best to go out to dinner with. And her dad will, like, make everyone get two appetizers for the table. And, like, they're always like, if you're even a little bit hungry by the time your meal comes, you did it wrong.
That's
like, you eat a couple bites, take it home. That's what the meal's for.
That's what living is, okay? We forgot. I'm a woman that should have a mint sorbet between dishes. Do you understand? That's who I am. So I'm like at this high tea, literally living my best life because it's like I had a salmon macaroon and I can't explain to you how good it was.
A salmon macaroon?
You got to sit with it for a second because you're like, a macaroon is sweet. That's what a macaroon is. And now I'm going to tell you, what if it had salmon?
Was the it was salmon flavored or was there actually smoked salmon in it or
no,
something?
No, I think it was salmon flavored like...
cake thing?
The liquid? No. And then the cake was like, I don't know what. I'm telling you, it was crack cocaine.
Yum.
It was crack cocaine. Cocaine. Okay.
Wait, so what else was that high tea?
So it's like, first you have little sandwiches, which are just cute.
With like cucumbers and stuff?
Yeah, there's like a cucumber sandwich. There's like normally a turkey something. And here's the thing about the way they eat, the way that I eat now, Chris, is that like there was a mentality at one point where it was like I was poor, where I was like, you eat because you ordered it. Okay, you finish because you said you would, you know what I mean? Like you made a commitment to this restaurant. And no, that's not the way I am anymore. I'm like, oh, I like this thing, I'll eat this thing. Oh, I don't like that, I leave it. Oh, they say, like, do you want anything else? I'm like, yeah, bring another salmon macaroon up in here because I loved that and I want more of that, but I don't want these other things. Like, I leave food. Does that make sense? I'm a rich woman who leaves food.
I love that. That's a very cruise ship kind of dinner.
That's me.
Where like on a cruise, we were on a cruise and I'd be like, oh, let me try that off like my brother's plate. And they would just bring me a whole thing of it. And I'd be like, hell yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I guess when I said try, I meant like, yeah, a few pieces. You can't tell with one bite.
No, bring it on, bitch.
Yeah. So I'm a woman who leaves food. So then we have that. Then we have scones. Okay, they do scones. And then they do clotted cream. That's what it is. And then a jam. And when I tell you that first of all, I didn't know a scone was. I thought it was a biscuit. I was like, this is a biscuit. And then Liana was like, that's a scone. And then everyone's like, you mean the scones? And I'm like, wow, I didn't know what a scone was.
And they also call cookies biscuits, right?
Yeah. So many interesting things.
Yeah.
So we get this and I'm like, oh, because my dad also told me growing up, the bread at the table is like a trick. He's like, it's a trick to make you feel full so you don't want to eat your meal. Which again, why are we trying to eat?
Also, why would the restaurant want someone to be full of free stuff?
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
I've been lied to by someone who didn't know what they were doing or how to live. So here I am with this like scone and the cream and the jam. It's the best thing I've ever had in my whole life. Okay. It's literally the best thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Was the scones and jam?
Yeah. Cottage cream.
Was
I think it's like a sweet
flavor?
Butter. Let me explain to you. I miss butter. And to make it a cream is amazing and illegal for me. So I mean, I just piled it fucking high. And I...
Yeah, were you just eating dairy? I would.
Yeah, I said, caution to the wind. And what's interesting is, my stomach actually never did that badly. So...
Do you know what? Because their dairy is different.
Yeah, they like probably keep things clean, unlike us.
They have different FDA... Like, I also, when I was in Scotland, I was like, why... Yeah, like, my stomach wasn't... And my Maisie was like, yeah, because everything's like... Doesn't have the same preservatives and
shit
in
that
it.
We put in it. Here.
Because even like the chips, I'm like, these taste like more potato-y.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's stupid. So I'm eating those. I'm loving it. And then they bring out like a tray of desserts.
What?
It's like a tray of different desserts. Like the first time we went, first of all, I was like, I never thought I could be the host of a cooking show or even a judge. But guess what? I definitely could.
Yeah, you could. I think you'd be so good at that.
I think I'd be great at it because I... was trying things. See,
especially
this is
a host, because you don't have to actually know stuff.
Yes.
You're just like fun and
you're
make
like,
fun
yes,
comments.
Whoever
about
made
things.
This props. Let me explain to you another thing. I'm upset that you ever have to choose a dessert off a dessert menu. They should always bring a teeny version of every little dessert. You should get to try it all, and then you would go, you know which one I'll order next time now that I know? Now that I have the facts, I would go with this one if I want that, or I might want a bite of everything. I never know who I am. You see?
They should also do just mini things. Then you can try different things.
That's the life we need to all be living. Yeah. And that's the life I will be living from now on. So I'm trying every dessert. I'm guessing the cotton candy. And it's like I'm on this like massive high because I'm finding who I am.
Amen.
I am a 50-year-old retired woman who is spending her inheritance. Okay. She is living her best life. And it's like, I'm going to try every dessert I want. Do you understand? Bring them all over.
You are the man that you were sitting next to at your dinner in Hudson.
Yes. Who I was like, he was living. He's living. I need to live.
Yeah. I think we both have the personalities of very wealthy people.
Right.
But we just don't have the wealth that helps. But it can be done, honey.
I think it can be done. And I think there's a part of us that, like, I'm reading this book now. There's a part of us that when you're used to a scarcity mindset, you sort of, like, spend in a scarcity mindset. Like, because I spend the way I did when I really didn't have money. You know what I mean? Like, I literally was living paycheck to paycheck. And I'm not doing that now, but I live that way. And it's like, I don't need to do that.
Well,
what's money
I
for
found
if
it,
not
your
stones?
Story, when, like, your... Oh, I'm sure you'll get to it, but, like, your whole hotel fiasco.
Yes.
When I was... And you were like, this is a self-worth issue. I was like, I never really put together...
Yeah.
That, like... That is what it is. Because I've always been like, I could never live in a building like that. And it's, or like, I could never, even like living in Manhattan, I was like, I can never do this, which I do.
Yes. Now.
But I'm like, I guess I never put together, like, I'm like, oh, I am worth a fucking brand new ass building.
Exactly.
And apartment and a brand new fucking whatever I want.
Yes. Exactly. That's what's really important.
Because when you were saying, I was like, I would fucking stay at the shitty hotel, hate my whole life.
Yes.
Just to not have one awkward interaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. That's the thing that I'm unlearning, right? Because I grew up when we had a fire and we stayed in a rental house and I lived in a home with snakes in my room. And I didn't like snakes. And my parents were like, this is where we are. And I had to go, this is where we are. Now,
what do you mean
now,
there was snakes?
At night, I never told you this, at night, it was like we lived in a swamp. So my cat at the time, bless her, Candy, would sleep in my room on my bed because she had fun during the night. She was up and killing snakes because in the morning there were dead snakes in my room.
Oh my God.
My sister's room had frogs stuck in the window, and then my brother's room backed up, the septic tank backed up into his room.
Jesus
Christ. And my parents were like, we have to live here. One time my dad came down, there was a cockroach crawling down his face. I slapped it off. And my dad brought down a chocolate pudding after to say thank you. But that's not the life I will have and my children will have.
No.
See, but there's a part of me that goes from that little kid who couldn't change her circumstance. This is how it has to be. This is where I have to live. So like I'm in a bad hotel, right? I have to finish the first part, but the hotel part was back to Jesse being like, you've lived in bad situations. You've stayed in bad hotels. It's okay. You made the mistake of booking this hotel. I have to get to it later because it's a whole bill.
Yeah, we'll get to...
But it was I had a massive mental shift in London. That's the best thing I'm bringing home with me.
Well, I had a mental shift just watching your Insta story saying it because I was like, I never put that together. That even like on a plane where I'm like, I'm just going to stay uncomfortable.
Yes.
Like, I never put together that it's just, like, because that's, like, a learned trait of, like, just shut up and deal with it.
Yes!
And I've always felt, I'm like, I can deal with it. Like, you've said before, I can deal with, like, pain and stuff. I'm like, it's just because I'm not going to be rude. I'm like, I'll just do it.
Right! And the answer is no!
Yeah.
So this day is so important, right? Because I have high tea. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling like the best version of myself that's ever existed.
Amen.
And then my friend Liana, her boyfriend is like working at this hotel, gets a call that this one like restaurant is trying to wine and dine him. Okay.
What does he do?
He's like, manages or
runs
directs.
A fucking hotel.
He directs like food and drink, like
presentation.
Okay. So she's like, we get to go tonight. Do you want to go? I'm like, yeah. So then this is also really important, Chris. Okay. Because we go to this fancy ass place where there's a chandelier, literally the size of my apartment in the middle. There are people, there's just, you know, when
my
you
God,
can,
it's like a James Bond movie.
Yes. You can smell money. Everyone's really spaced out. Cause it's like, you got to have money to be here.
Big chairs.
But I know everything's going to be free.
Do they have big chairs?
Big chairs, comfy chairs. There's a burlesque show. There's live music. There's like, there's entertainment. Like live music is so special.
Nice,
you know,
silverware.
What I mean? There's 18 different waiters. Every waiter is there to help. And I'm in this environment. I'm in this thing where it's like we're ordering appetizers. We're ordering the seafood tower. We're ordering any dessert we want. We're ordering steak. We're ordering everything. We're walking around. This like really nice guy is showing us all the secret rooms. Like there's a secret room in the bathroom portal.
What?
In the bathroom portal. Oh my God. Okay. So like there's a male side and a female side. And then there's like sinks in the middle we all use. And in the sink room we all use in the back, if you press a thing, it's like there's a secret door.
What's in the room?
A like secret lounge.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So we're seeing the secret rooms and the secret lounges. And this guy is telling us about restaurants that he's owned in New York. And there's another one he recommends in London. And I'm like, this is me. This is who I am. I am a woman who has 5 martinis and then switches to espresso martinis.
Yes.
Okay.
Bitch, I need something to pick me up.
Yeah. Like that's who I am. So I'm like, I'm living this great moment, this great night. And you know, we're ordering everything on. We're having so much fun. We're laughing. We're drunk. We're taking a cab to another place where then like her boyfriend like convinces me to like hook up with this guy that I was like on an app who's an architect. And I was like, you're right. Like I should. I'm living my best life. So like,
see, the British people have like a sense, like I feel like they're always like more free spirited.
Is that what
it, or like more like apt to be like, what do you mean? Just do it.
Yeah, they
less
are.
Anxious, I
yes.
guess. I mean, maybe it's just like an American thing.
Yeah.
Of being crazy anxious.
Totally. They're really good at relaxing and like enjoying. So I'm like having this magical, magical, magical night, okay? And then the next day happens and I'm getting ready to go to my hotel. I'm excited. I get to my hotel and immediately I go to my room and like the phone doesn't work downstairs and the TV won't work.
Also, can I tell you that this is very similar to the plot of my favorite movie of all time, Spy, with Melissa McCarthy.
Wow.
When she gets to Europe.
It's bad.
She gets to Paris and it's like this terrible hotel and whatever. And she's like, you know what? Fuck this. And it has a spiritual awakening while also
saving people.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I guess I had a similar thing. So anyhow, so I'm having this great night. I come back. I go to the hotel. The TV's not working. I like already had unpacked. The guy comes up. I'm like, oh, also my door doesn't lock. And he's like, none of the doors lock. It's for your safety. And like, it was just one of those moments. What? I was like, okay.
Were you like, what?
No.
What the fuck do you mean? It's for my safety. Be like, you're the only hotel in that I've ever heard of.
Yeah. I just was like, oh, okay. I mean, I'm like toying on the inside.
Was the
like,
room gross?
It was okay.
But not great.
Yeah, it was okay.
So but the door thing alone, I'd be like.
But the door thing alone. So it's okay. I go to the next room, like my TV works, whatever, the phone works, which by the way, like you call down. I was like, can I have more hangers? And they're like, no. I'm like,
they just said no.
They're like, we don't have any. And then he was like, and if we did have hangers, he was like, you don't really need a phone because anything you'd need, you'd have to come down and get. We don't bring it to you. So I was like, okay. Like that was his reasoning why I didn't need a working phone either. And
what?
So I'm
he's like oh, it's the service is worse than actually not having a phone.
It's like a white light in the room. So I feel like I'm in a hospital. The TV's like kind of working. And I'm having my first night there.
Was
where,
it
like,
expensive?
It was a good deal. It was a good deal. And it was like, Chris, it was good enough.
Yeah.
It was good enough. But that night I slept with a chair in front of the door.
Yeah.
Because I got scared. And then I kept hearing things and I had to download a fan app. I was like, this is really bad. Like, I don't feel safe. I have like a lot of anxiety here. I'm not sleeping better. The blanket.
I wouldn't be able to sleep like that.
So I wake up the next day and I'm like, because
I'm like, even in a shitty hotel, if the door locks and stuff, I'm like, all right, I can make it like a couple nights. But like,
the door doesn't lock.
I'm like, the door doesn't lock? Absolutely not. You want me to shower with this door unlocked?
If I'm stepping in the shower, I need 3 lines of defense.
Like, hello?
So I get up the next day and I'm like, let's get up, let's get going. And I go to the Tate and I'm like going to the Tate and I'm doing all this stuff, but I can feel like in my body, in the pit of my stomach that like, God, I don't want to have to go back, you know?
Also just leaving my stuff there with the door unlocked, I'd be like,
that's scary too. But I'm still denying it.
And you're like, oh, you don't bring anything upstairs. So nobody's seeing anything going on up here.
Yeah, no one's seen. The cameras, I'm sure, were a lie. And I don't even know what they're for. But so I'm going around. I'm trying to have a good day. But in the pit of my stomach, I'm like, God, I really don't want to go back. Like, I'm not going to. How am I going to sleep tonight? Like, all
this
stuff.
You should also
write
a shitty review for that hotel.
Oh, I will. I'm in the middle of threatening them. So anyhow, I'm like dreading going back. I'm like, I take myself to high tea and I'm sitting there and I'm just like, God, I was so myself the night before when I was like celebrating. And I was like, I don't even know if I would have had that magical night because I don't know if I would have spent that money on myself, even though it now was one of the most magical nights I had.
Yeah.
Because I just like was in the moment letting myself have these things, you know?
It's also like such a... like feeling like a fall from grace when it's such a quick like I'm on top of the world and then it's like, well, that was a nice dream.
Totally. And now I have to live in this life because it's like, this is what I deserve. Like, this is what I guess I get. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, like this is my vacation. Yeah. And like, I should be celebrating that way and living that way. And like, I feel like I'm lying when it's like, oh, this one follower on Instagram was like, the hotel, is there a bathtub? Because I talked about like wanting a bathtub because I love taking baths. Yeah. Like, how am I going to not have a bath? And I was like, no, there isn't. There's a shower. And she was like, oh, maybe next year, like the audience can give you money so you can get a bathtub in your hotel room. And it was such a nice gesture, but I was like, what?
Yeah.
I don't need money to do that. Like, I can do it. And then it was like, I can do it. Like, that's what I deserve. That's what this vacation should be. So, like, it was so weird because it was so scary because I kind of had to admit to myself that I was blaming myself for the situation. I was like, you can't spend double the money. Like, you don't deserve that. Like, this hotel is good enough and that's what you deserve. Yeah. And then it was like, no, it's not what I deserve.
No.
I'm a woman who needs a mint palate cleanser.
I'm a bitch that gets sorbet between dinner.
Yes. And so then I was like, I'm changing hotels. The guy was like, you're not going to get your money back. And I was like, I don't care.
Also, this service sounds so absolutely abysmal.
It was. It was terrible. It was terrible. It was horrible. And I felt like when I was like, well, I don't care, I'm leaving. And I fucking left and I went to this new hotel which had a bathtub and it was perfect and I felt it had a lock on the door. I felt safe. I felt happy. I felt like, oh my God, not only can I get myself out of situations I don't feel like I should be in, but also like I'm gonna give myself what I think I'm worth. Like, I should treat myself. Like, when I thought about it, I'm like, economy, I'm like, we should all be upgrading.
Yeah.
The people who feel like their economy, it's like, that's a state of mind. Really, it's like, I deserve this. Oh, I don't want to pay extra just so I can feel better.
Yeah.
Just so the flight isn't painful or, you know, I'm not crammed. It's like, I can get through it. But why are we getting through things?
Well, I mean, especially if obviously the funds aren't always there. But like, if it's there.
Yeah.
Like, you got to spend. I feel like. Spend your life in the... What are you going to do with it when you die?
What are you going to do with it when you die? And what's interesting is there's two sides of me. Because there's the business side where I, like, know how to ask for what I want. But then how I treat myself is different. And so...
Especially because this was a trip for this reason.
Right!
Like, it wasn't, like, a work... If this was, like, a work trip to someplace that you didn't care about...
Right!
Like, I don't need a fucking bathtub and stuff. But, like, this was supposed to be your first, like...
Trip
for yourself, right? Around the holidays, like,
and I still like, I when it was like, wait, I get to have all that. And I had this breakthrough because like, self-love, I really learned, is like how you speak to yourself when no one can hear you. But self-worth is how you treat yourself when no one can see.
Yeah.
It's like, if I'm with a friend or a business thing and they're like, economy, I'm like, no, It's like, I deserve first class, or I like, you're sending me out there. I want that. I deserve this. And then when you're with yourself, it's like, are you taking yourself to a nice dinner, or are you taking yourself to a grab and go that you eat alone in your hotel room? Which is what I did the first night I was in that hotel. But even though the best night there, I was like, wow, it's because, and I said, I don't know if I would have given myself that night. And that's the problem. I deserve those nights. I deserve to celebrate. I deserve to live. I deserve to, like, I love that. Like, have fun. Like, fuck, do that, you know? So I got this, like, beautiful opportunity to, like, learn that, which I, like, probably is why I felt the need to go to London, because I had to be on my own, by myself, in a situation where, like, I had to invest, or, like, just believe in what I was worth and what my dream was worth.
And it worked out.
Isn't that cool?
It's so amazing.
I know.
Like, think about how far you've come and how far I, a friend of mine who you know also, who I'll say while we're off the air, like, texted me and was like, do you know what Jessie's doing? Because she, like, seems like a new person.
Yeah.
And I was like, she honestly is. Like, yeah. I'm like, it's literally, like, such a amazing change to see.
Right? And then it was like, I'd been working on self-worth for a while, and I really kept running into, I couldn't figure it out. I was running into walls, it felt like. And then I think the way that I learn things, it's like a switch. Like, all of a sudden I can see, like, with self-love, I was like, wow. And then I had that same switch, and then I was able to give myself the vacation I wanted, and, like, I deserve, you know?
Fuck yes.
It's just like, it's
I'm
crazy.
So proud of you. And now, like, your first one, you know, you can see the world.
I want to see the world. That's another thing. I was like, why am I not seeing the world?
It's like one of my favorite movies, Under the Tuscan Sun.
Absolutely.
I mean, have you seen?
Yes, of course I've seen it.
Next step, get off the bus and buy a house in Tuscany.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
I mean, why not? When you really think about things, I'm always like, oh, that would be so idyllic and whatever. I'm like, the only reason I don't do things is because I, like, don't do them.
Right.
Like, I'm like, I guess I could.
I could just do them.
Just do them.
Like, so if I did them, I'd be doing them. It's like, if I stayed there, I could just stay there. I'm like, oh, one day I'll stay there. I'm like, you can fucking stay there now.
Yeah.
What do you mean one day? Stay there right fucking now. Book it now. Like, what are we waiting for?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also like a comfort zone thing. And, like, you know, they say that when you're uncomfortable, when you're out of your comfort zone, you're uncomfortable, but that's the only way to grow.
Yes.
If you never leave your comfort zone, you'll never grow. So if you're never uncomfortable, you'll never grow.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm like, how different would things be if I wasn't afraid of being uncomfortable?
Right.
So,
because it's only uncomfortable for like a second, and then you're like, okay, it's like when you're afraid of heights and you tell yourself, like, one step at a time. Because, like, if you think about it as, like, 80 steps, you're like, I can't do it. That's too high.
Yeah.
But then if someone's like, okay, just go to get to 10. And you're like, okay, I can do 10. And then you keep going. And then you're like, I did it. And I didn't even realize I did it. Because, like, the first step was so scary.
Totally. And it's like, even when on, like, Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
When Christine is talking about how she wants to buy a new house.
Yeah.
And she's like, nothing big, like, anything over.
Yeah.
10,000 is good. And Jason is like, that's a huge house. And she's like, depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
I'm like, in her mind,
yes.
Like, I'm like, I guess that's how you get there, is like, one step at a time. Like, someday will we be Yolanda Hadid's being like, it needs to be
right
marble, honey.
I said marble from Tuscany.
Why are the floors wood?
Change it.
Do them over. Or like Heather Dubrow being like, there was a mistake on these cabinets, so I sent them back and had them all completely redone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the fuck would do that? I would just live with it.
But like, she knows she deserves what she ordered.
And it's like, I'm so...
Right.
Like, I won't send an order back ever. I won't...
Right. Even though it's like...
Even if I don't like something at a restaurant, I'll eat as much as I can so that...
Someone else doesn't
no
feel bad.
No one asked me, like, was something wrong with it?
Yeah, no. You're putting everyone's comfort before your own.
Oh, I really do think that I do that.
And that can't happen.
I mean, your breakthroughs have been my breakthroughs.
Right?
So,
Well, yeah, because also once I get it, I'm like, oh my God, do people know this? And what's funny is some people do. They're like, yeah, of course. But I'm like, I never
Some people
fucking
really
knew.
Do. And I'm like.
But people who had parents who had self-worth or people who were taught self-worth, it's second nature to them.
Yeah.
Right. But like we lived in an environment that like that's not what was taught to us. So it's like telling somebody because I think that a lot of times the same way that I was like addicted to anxiety, I grew up in a household addicted to anxiety.
Yeah.
So when things were calm, I'd be like, something's wrong. Something has to be wrong. Like this isn't that's not the way my environment
yeah,
is.
Something's got to give.
Right. And it's like changing that, making that switch, realizing that like somebody who says like, I'm a genius and I'm going to become a millionaire is more likely to become a millionaire than someone who's like, I'm probably not that smart and I'm not going to make that much money.
Yeah.
They could be the exact same, like, you know, GPA and everything else. And the kid who believes is going to do it.
Well, it's true. It comes with like an attitude of
this is
like
who
an
I am.
Air of like yes. confidence.
Right.
Who doesn't like an air of confidence?
We all want
like,
it.
Like everyone that anyone looks up to,
yeah,
like Lady Gaga or like any superstar or any icon of any sort, it's because they have like this persona of being like a fierce.
Yes, they believe in themselves in that department.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean like we always look sometimes, especially when we're seeking like external validation, right? It's like we look at people who have a ton of external validation. So that is Lady Gaga,
yeah.
Right? But there's a reason that also a lot of people who are famous are miserable and, you know, are like...
Totally, totally. Because you put on the air of I'm...
Yeah,
confident. I mean, I do it all the time where I'm like, I'm a bad bitch, I'm confident, yeah. But I'm really like, I wish I was anywhere else, and yeah. I hate this.
And it's like any time that there were any feelings that you felt like when you were broke, you're gonna feel it as a millionaire too.
Totally.
Like, unless you figure out what it is that's making you feel that way, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like sometimes that's all there is. It's like changing the stories we wrote in our head. Because there are stories that we wrote in our head. There are stories where it was like, I was like, I'm too much and I'm not attractive to be able to have a guy who's like going to be great or something. Right.
Yeah.
And that is a story I'll make come true if that's what I believe. And as soon as I shift that and I go like, I'm fucking perfect. I love myself and I'm only going to be with people who also make me feel good and love me.
Totally.
Then that's what's going to come into my life. Because anything else, it's like.
I mean, it's really true. Even like I think about how, and I feel like I do manifest things like where weird things will happen.
Yes.
Like even with the Hallmark guy, like
yeah,
just
yeah.
little things like that. And I'm like, I guess if I keep thinking negatively,
right,
that's why I'm manifesting
right
negative things.
Yes. And you know,
which is very interesting. I'm like, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's yeah.
Like we're powerful. We are powerful, and there's like a really cool thing about being powerful and feeling like, what are my shadows? What are my things that I say to myself that aren't good? And why do I believe them? And do I still believe them? Like, do I?
Yeah.
Or did I learn that? Did someone teach that to me?
Yeah. I mean, or just like a pattern of that feeling.
Yes.
Because even if I'm like, I think about that, but then I think about like how I was... felt like a loser in school, and then like in the theater program I felt like a loser,
yeah.
And like the teachers made me feel like a loser,
mm-hmm.
And then in college I just kind of went in with this mentality, like I've always had a mentality of like I need to prove myself,
right?
Because at first glance I'm a loser, I think,
right.
It's kind of always been how I go into every situation, like as I've gotten older. But I'm like, sometimes I forget, I'm like, this person doesn't think I'm a loser when I walk in a room.
And I'm not a loser.
And I'm like, yeah, and I'm like,
because I'm not a
in
loser.
My head, I'm like, I'm not a loser, but everybody thinks I'm a loser.
Right.
So it's like a false, I it's such a back and forth of like.
But like, why do I
like,
care?
It feels fake when I try to make, you know what
but
I mean?
Why do you care what they think?
Exactly.
Why?
But that's, and.
If I walk into a room and everybody thinks I'm a loser, I would be like, that's going to be so embarrassing for them when they realize I'm definitely not.
Yeah.
Not, I need to prove it to them. It's like, ugh, how humiliating that they made this mistake.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not a loser. But because we grew up, it's like that external validation. We also took it as we believed it. That we started to believe it.
Yeah. Like, I mean, even because then, like, I work at the fucking grocery store, but it's just like, you know, I'm like, I'll work the shitty, whatever I have right. to do to prove I'm this hard worker.
Right.
When other people are getting, I'm like, I want this promotion or whatever, but I'm doing all this shit. And then I don't get the promotion because I don't have the fucking confidence of this right. other bitch who, like,
asked for it
and does right. what she wants. It's and then, like, obviously that goes through my entire
correct
life.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Isn't that crazy? It's like we really do the things that we believe, like, even like the thing that I definitely used to think, right, which, like, I think people might be able to relate to, which is like, I would think, God, if I could just lose 10 pounds, mm-hmm. then I could be pretty and then I could be dateable. If I just lost 10 pounds. Mm. And then when I would look back at pictures through the years, I'd be like, the problem is I have been under that. Whatever that number was, I've been under. And I had the same feeling, which was like, totally. There was something I had to change because I wasn't good enough. And then when you shift that and you go, who's telling me that? Who thinks that? Because what I'm saying is I'm not enough. How I am right now is not enough. And then when you get to the point where you're like, wait a fucking second. I'm more than enough. If I talk to me in a different galaxy,
yeah.
I would tell that girl, of course she's enough. She's more than enough. You're perfect. You need to change nothing. You're a genius. You've got all these things. You like the way you are is perfect. But why do I tell myself something different? And then it's like, can I change that? Where you're like, wow, I really am enough. And then it starts to just trickle through every totally. Part of your life.
Well, I think when you're younger, your brain obviously, like, you can't think
yeah.
beyond that.
Yeah.
You can't think above and, like, any of that.
Right.
So I think that kind of just becomes ingrained to even at a point when you're like, I understand that this thinking could help me.
Yeah.
But there's no point. Like, I'm beyond.
Yes.
So I think, like, actually getting, but I think that's how it happens. And I feel the same way. Like, it's like a switch turns.
A switch.
And you're like, okay. Like, because how many times have I been, you know, where you think I'm going to start thinking this way?
Yeah.
But you've been doing it for a year now, and, like, terrible things have happened and you've risen
yeah
like a phoenix.
Phoenix on the rise,
honey.
A phoenix on the rise. And it's like, yeah, it was just really magical, because then I gave myself the perfect trip, the trip I wanted, and I got myself whatever I wanted, and I just was celebrating, and I was like, wow, which is, again, what we don't do sometimes, which is like, wow, I'm so lucky right now in yeah. the present. I'm so lucky for everything that's back
yeah.
where I live. I'm so lucky right
See,
now.
See, that's how I felt. Remember when I went and I, like, got that last minute ticket to see Waitress because I really
yes.
wanted to see Jennifer Nettles in it. And
yes.
like the first song, I was like, I'm so lucky
yes.
that I'm fucking here right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Like, there's nowhere else in the world I would rather be than
yeah.
here by myself right now.
Yeah.
Like, in that moment, I was like, this was worth the
yes.
fucking money I spent.
Everything. Because I'm worth it. Because then this is exactly where I want to be.
Yeah. And, like, those, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Because when you see people that live like this
yes.
always, I'm always like, wow.
Yeah.
What a remarkable fucking person.
Yeah.
Like, they said they wanted to
do it, they
live in a van
it?
And drive around the country, yeah. and they're doing that.
Yeah.
What a fucking nut job.
Right.
And then I'm like, are we the nut jobs?
Yeah. Or are we denying ourselves being a nut job? Because, like, sometimes,
like, I'm like, are we the nut job by not doing what?
Yeah.
What we want and telling ourselves, like, that we have to do shit that we
don't
want to
do.
And, like, that's very.
Why are we ever doing things we don't want to do?
Especially, like, we don't have kids to.
Right.
Yeah, like, there's nothing for us to be.
No.
Honestly, that stressed out about. That's why I'm like, what am I always so anxious about?
Right.
Like, there's.
Yeah. Like, there's a lot that, like, I'm even rethinking, because there's this idea, which is like, if it's not a hell yeah, it's a no. Like, why am I settling for a hotel that the door doesn't lock when I can stay in a wonderful hotel that makes me feel great? Like, why am I settling for a job that doesn't make me feel good or doesn't make me feel creative or isn't paying me what I want?
Yeah. Amen.
Like, I should never. I should always be like, this is a test from the universe. Just the way that, like, there's a test when you start dating someone that you're like, he's not right. And I don't think I see a future and he isn't. But I guess it's okay for right now, or at least it's someone in the picture. And that's you not having your own self-worth, because it's like, no.
Yeah.
That guy doesn't get to be in your life. Yeah. You deserve the best. And so.
And then when someone is good, yeah. You're like, what's wrong with you?
No.
That you think that I'm like the negative part.
Well, but you shifted to the positive when someone's like, you're great. And you're like, you're great. You're like, great. Everything. Yeah. I gave myself what I deserve.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you eat, pray, loved, bitch.
I fucking eat.
You definition eat, pray, loved.
I fucking did it. And I had a shift, and it's like, I couldn't believe what happened. And then I came back and Winnie was a rock.
Winnie opposite, eat, pray, loved.
She vomited, peed, loved.
Hated.
But I mean, yeah, I came back and I'm starting the end of this year and the next year just being like, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for everything I have.
That's so amazing.
I know.
Wow, what a fucking trip.
What a trip.
I mean, good for you.
I know.
That's so great.
Like, yeah.
I mean, it's been like, what a perfect ending to the year. What a perfect ending to such a transformative year.
Truly, especially when I'd been doing that, you know, second block of Liana's workshop, and yeah. I had been really focusing on self-worth, like reading about it, doing the program about it, doing extra work on the side. And I just was like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, oh, I get it. Lights are on. And also, like, there are shadows when the lights are on that I have to address, that I have to look at and go, who told you that that's what you're worth?
Yeah.
And the only person keeping up the tradition is you.
Total. I mean, I formerly was never a big, like, self-help person, obviously. But again, because that's just like what. But I'm like, this bitch should be on TV.
I know.
She really, it's remarkable.
I know. It's remarkable because it's changing everything. It's
the change
everything.
Is remarkable. And also, have known you before.
Yes.
It's such to watch the change has been remarkable.
I can't imagine what it was like.
Because it's been little breakthroughs.
Yes. And it's crazy too, because it's like, it's internal and then it goes out, right? So it's like the way I dress is completely different now. The way I live, my living room is completely different now, because I'm so in love and accepting of everything on the inside.
But you're finally doing because you used to be like, oh, I love these clothes. I have these clothes and I don't even wear them.
Right. But one day I'll wear them. One day I'll
have
an
something
event.
To go for.
No.
Yeah. Or I want to do this to the walls. Right. You were talking about for how long. And then you just were like, why the fuck not? Let's do it all.
Now.
Amen.
What am I waiting for?
What are we waiting for?
What are we waiting for?
I mean, I'm obsessed.
I'm obsessed.
It's so good.
It's it's really incredible.
You can take over the fucking world.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, you fuck. I'm like, I believe you.
Yeah. Me too. That's what's crazy. It's like, I believe it too. And I think always in the back of my mind before, I never believed it.
I'm so enthralled.
I know.
I love it.
It's really, you guys, it was incredible.
What's next?
What is next? It's really crazy because what's next is figuring out what it is I want to spend my time doing, how to do that, you know, where I'm in my worth and doing something I love and I feel lucky and grateful and I'm just living my life to the fullest.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for any moment or any landmark to happen before I do the thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think, the goal. It's like, because like I said, meeting someone who's like, I'm moving to fucking wherever.
Yeah.
San Jose. And it's like, I just wanted to. Like, I'm like, what? Yeah. Who does these kinds of things?
Yeah.
It's insane to me. But then I'm like, why not?
Why not?
Why am I allowing myself to be miserable? I guess because right. It's like what
safety
we're used to. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I've always been miserable.
Yeah.
So it'll be fine to continue to be miserable when it's like, no.
Yeah.
I do not consent.
No. It's true, though. I'm like, if your comfort zone is like sad and lonely, then that's where you are.
Exactly.
Listen.
Insane.
I'm so glad you took these.
Thank you.
This program, because I got a secondhand.
Yes, you did.
Experience, and I am grateful, bitch.
Good.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go next?
I think Italy.
Oh, fun. I've never been. Always wanted to.
Maybe you come with me.
I think I am going to go on a little
solo trip.
Well, yes. Well, I'm going on like a, I think, European. So in June, I have a wedding in Spain.
Ooh.
And then before that, I think I'm going to stop in Scotland to see my friend.
Of course.
And I was thinking of maybe going.
Yes.
Someplace else.
Do it.
And I'm like, why not?
Go,
I also have like 26 days of vacation.
Use it all.
Next year.
Use it all.
But I really want to go on a solo trip to Alaska. That's like my.
Then that's what you have to do.
So, and I want to go on like a road trip, I think, by myself.
Yes.
And I was looking actually today. I'm like, I really want to go to like Montana, the Dakotas, yes. Like, and why not?
What are you waiting for?
What am I waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
I'm like, because of my social anxiety of like, I don't want to have to, like, I want the experience of a cowboy that does, you know, they have fucking thing. But I'm like, my social anxiety of like not wanting to make conversation with someone.
Right.
Because they're whatever. I don't know why I feel this way all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I don't know why I can't. Like, whenever I'm talking to someone, I'm like, they are so, they want to die.
Yeah, but think about when you're on the other side at your job. Totally. I love
but
when
I'm also
people
like
nice
other people do, you know, I'm like, I don't know how I got, I feel like I've gotten more closed off.
Yeah.
Over the years.
I felt like that. Like, I used to really feel like that, but that was because I also really cared what other people thought of me.
Yeah.
And now I don't.
I think now I just have, I need to get out of like a negative outlook of like, what's the point of things?
Yeah.
Is kind of how I'm like, why I'm not going to get this thing that I'm applying for. This person's not going to say yes to whatever. Like,
yeah.
So why am I even going to put myself up for rejection? And I feel like when I first moved, like, I feel like I got where I am because I used to be like, well, I guess I kind of used to be like, what do I have to lose?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything to lose.
Right.
But now I'm like, I could lose like what? I don't even know.
What?
I'm like, I could lose followers. I could lose
who the cares?
Reputation of, but I'm like, who fucking cares?
Who cares?
Because that's what it is. I don't care what like people on the street think of me, but like in a professional setting.
Yes.
I'm like, why is this comedian who I know I'm funnier than? Why do I care if they like me?
Right. Because Jennifer Hudson could have believed that she wasn't a winner of American Idol. Could have believed that she was number 8.
Yeah.
She could have sat in that. She could have believed it and said, wow.
In her first audition, they're like, do you really think you're the best? Well, watch this when we're done recording the first audition. Because it's like remarkable where even then she was like, yes, I do. And he's like, of all these people, you think you're the best in the country? And she's like, yes.
Yes.
And you can tell she like
believes
what she's saying.
That's the thing, right? And she, so like, we have to think about the thing when other people are number 8. Name another number 8.
Yeah.
You can't, because they might have then believed they were number 8. But she never believed she was number 8. Imagine,
we want you to, it's an audition for Dreamgirls. Where you're the star with Beyonce.
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx and all of these insane.
Yeah.
Like, imagine going into that audition. She had to have thought,
She believed, of course I'm supposed to be there.
This is where me everyone's going to see it. And perfect. It was.
Exactly. She always she believed
She won a fucking
it.
Oscar for that.
Exactly. And so we have to be asking ourselves, like, do
Walt
we
Disney
believe it?
Crazy. Like, her fucking family was murdered and she still
yep.
is like, has a positive outlook and a like gratefulness to the
yes.
world. Fucking she auditioned for American Idol with an Aretha Franklin song, and then Aretha Franklin asked her to play her in the biopic
yes.
before she died.
Yes.
Like.
But she always believed that.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Totally.
It's like, you are Jennifer Hudson. We have to ask ourselves, sometimes we're going to get number eight. We're not going to win.
Amen.
Sometimes, even though you're Jennifer Hudson, you're not going to win. So the question is, do you believe it? Do you let that affect you and go, well, those four judges think I wasn't good enough?
And America, that was like America, the live shows. She also almost didn't even get on the live shows
yeah.
because they did like a top 24
mm-hmm.
by America's votes, voted to a top 12. I think the top 24, the judges... Whatever. I think it was the top
okay.
24 voted to a top 12.
Okay.
She didn't make the top 12. And then the judges each got to pick
right.
someone to save.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy Jackson
yep.
picked Jennifer Hudson.
There you go.
And the whole time she
was
knew,
like, this
honey.
Is a huge mistake.
Even when she was always... going home on American Idol, you could see in her face, she was like, this is a mistake.
This is a mistake. You all don't see I'm the number one.
And you know what? There was a huge power outage that night in Chicago. And everyone said that that's how she went home because people in mm-hmm. Chicago couldn't vote, mm-hmm. which is also her hometown.
I believe it.
But I just, love that analogy.
That's
though.
What it is. That's what it is for you. You just have to ask yourself when things happen. You're like, do I believe that I'm number eight? Or do I believe I'm number one?
Or do I believe I'm fucking number one?
Or do
one?
I know I'm number one?
Amen.
That's what it is.
Listen, you know a Jennifer Hudson analogy will
I do know
get
exactly what's going to make it click.
That's like, I'm like, if I ever won an Oscar or an Emmy or something, I would literally have to talk about Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, you should.
I'm like, oh.
It's crazy. It's like, we all have it. We all have it. We all have it.
Yes, we do, bitch.
Yes, bitch.
Oh, this has been so lovely.
What a great, honestly, coming back with a bang.
I mean, exactly what I was hoping for.
Yeah, me too.
I love it. And guys, if you loved it, head over to the Patreon.
Yes.
And... listen to the combo there.
We're going to spill way more tea.
Way more tea. There's way more tea up there already.
Also, don't forget to subscribe, write a nice review, send it to a friend. Let's
Please.
Get this podcast in the top 100. I'm putting that out there.
Let's put that out there.
We're number one. Right now, we're being treated like Jennifer Hudson.
Right now, we are being, and we're Fantasia is what it is. We are Fantasia Barrinos.
We are Fantasia
living...
right now, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
This podcast should be on tour. We should be number one in 18 countries. I'm just confused. And this is a new year. We all have the time to prove to ourselves that we made a mistake, okay? Let's get our Oscar at this
Send
point.
This to your friends who need a lift.
Yeah.
Because,
honey, we're all high right now.
We're all high, figuratively and literally. But aren't we always?
Yeah.
So patreon.com/middlechildren. Go join the Facebook group Stuck in the Middle. But until next time, live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.